I hate dead air. Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. It's Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio. I'm Bill Wolfson, one of the sports guys. I've got a special Get Up Off the Couch feature for you this afternoon. But first, let's talk about the weather. Everybody talks about the weather, but it's time to do something out in it because it is beautiful out. Right now, it's 64 degrees. We are getting a little bit of wind, not much. We have no hazardous weather. Tonight, it's going to be clear, and then we might even see a little frost. Saturday, sunny with a high of 66, and I'm heading up to Pennsylvania to see some family and tour a couple of the vineyards just north and west of Allentown. Saturday night's going to be mostly clear with a low of 42, and Sunday's going to be sunny with a high of 71, and it's going to be a tough day for me because I'm heading down the shore to begin decommissioning my boat, getting the sails off, and pumping out the holding tank and topping off the fuel and getting it ready for the big haul. Sunday night, mostly cloudy and in a slight chance of rain, and then Monday, boo. A slight chance of showers, and then partly sunny with a high of 76. But enough about the weather. We've got some good things going on here at Sports Guys this afternoon, and my guest today is Gary Hartel. Did I say it right, Gary?
Yes, Bill. Thank you.
Who is the membership director at HealthQuest. And HealthQuest has some exciting things going on, starting with their health and fitness fair. So, Gary, why don't you tell us about that?
Well, the Health and Fitness Fair is going on Saturday, October 22nd from 11 to 2 at HealthQuest, and we are partnered with Hunterdon Healthcare and the hospital to bring this event to the community, which is also free and open to everyone to come, so they can attendees can come in, enjoy a free workout, check out our booths that are going on, participate in a class, and learn as much as they can about health and wellness.
Oh, that's exciting. So when I walk in the door at 11 o'clock, having never been in HealthQuest before, what am I going to see?
Well, the first thing you're going to notice is how amazing our employees greet our members and non-members warmly and sincerely. You know, we aim to provide the finest personal service and facility for our members and our non-members that they can enjoy a warm, relaxed atmosphere. So that's the first step right in the door. What you'll see going on is a multitude of things. There's a yoga class, we have a body pump class, we have different types of workshops that are going on featuring employees from the hospital, anatomy exhibit, some mad scientist stuff for the kids, a lot of demonstrations, and even Batman might be showing up around noon.
Well, I've always been a fan of Batman because of one thing you can count on with Batman is Batman was the example of if you went to school and studied hard and worked out a lot, you too could be a superhero.
That's right. That's right.
But you've also got something else close to my heart, the mad science thing for kids. Let's talk about that. That sounds like kind of fun.
So mad science is a slime demonstration, so prepare to bring your boots. I mean, even if the weather's going to be good, there could be a little splashing around of slime all the kids, but they absolutely love it. It's something that, you know, we do provide at certain events that we have at the club, and, you know, the kids can also do face painting in between and indoor fun runs, so there's definitely going to be a lot of activities for them.
Well, that sounds exciting for the kids, but HealthQuest isn't really just about kids, even though I know there are a lot of families that go there with their youngsters. What about us older guys and gals? I like to call myself a geezer jock because I'm going to turn 65, and
that's okay.
I just got my Medicare card. So
now you're official.
December 6th, I'm officially a geezer jock. But what about some of the fitness stuff that you are going to be demonstrating to the newbies who walk in the door at HealthQuest on Saturday, October 22nd at 11 o'clock?
Well, there's no geezers over at HealthQuest because everyone's young when they come in the door. You get about 10 years younger. You get a six-pack right away. You know, that's the dream, and that's what everybody, you know, usually strives for. But what we'll do is we're going to start providing, right as you come in, you'll notice that there's going to be some different health services for seniors, integrative medicine that will be acupuncture, massage, CPR classes, diabetes, nutrition. So physical therapy even for your golf swing, analysis. So there'll be a lot of stuff for people to enjoy, people to learn about. And then if they want to crank it up a notch and jump into a MyRide indoor cycling class, they can absolutely do that. If they have some rhythm in the hips, they can jump into Zumba. So there's a lot going on. It'll be a great event for everybody. You know, any information that they want on the club, we'll be giving tours throughout the day. You know, of course, telling people all about the facility and its amenities and its services that we offer.
Well, that's an exciting thing. Let's talk about some of these. So I see one of the things you've got is MyRide Cycling. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be running that at 11?
Yes. I'm sorry. Did you say me?
Are you running that at 11?
I am not running it. That would be one of the instructors. Okay. I'm not exactly sure who's on the roster for that, but I will be firmly applauding on the side for anyone that wants to try.
And what is that actually, MyRide Cycling?
Our MyRide, our indoor cycling class, is our spin class for the most common tongue. So what that is that it's a high-intensity interval class using a spin bike. You spin fast, you spin slow, keeps your heart rate balanced, keeps it up, keeps it down. So it's very, very, very good for your cardiovascular system in addition to, of course, leg strength.
Oh, that's exciting. And what about body attack? That doesn't sound as dangerous.
No, it's not that bad.
It's not as dangerous as it sounds, body attack.
We make sure that we have experienced instructors to disarm any of our members in case they decide to grab some weapons. But body attack is just essentially attacking your body's muscles to make them, of course, burn, to get that lactic acid buildup. That's how you know you're getting that, you know, that quote pump to make sure that you are developing your muscles. You are enhancing your body. You are getting that blood flowing. So body attack is a very popular class for that.
Okay. What goes on in body attack?
You're doing full body workouts. You're doing mostly body weight exercises. You could be doing sit-ups, push-ups, punching movements, kicks. So it's a very big dynamic workout.
Is that done to music?
It is. Yep. Most classes are.
Cool. And what about Zumba and Zumba toning? I'm not sure I know what that is.
So Zumba is your choreographed dance classes. So if you know, if you're ever out partying, you know, I know you're still doing your partying, Bill, so if you're ever dancing a lot and you're building up that sweat, that's exactly what Zumba is.
Well, I'll tell you that there's a song that describes my party, and I generally am unconscious by about 9:30.
Okay.
And up again around 5, so I'm a pretty dull partier. but what goes on in Zumba? Zumba, as I understand it, is
it's a Latin dance. Yep.
At relatively high intensity, although you can tone it back depending on, you know, what you as an individual want to do. And I know you have some really exciting instructors there teaching Zumba. So who are these folks?
So, well, let me back up there. HealthQuest always emphasizes everyone can go at their own pace. So whether it's body attack, spinning, Zumba, you go in, you go at your own pace, and that's what's always encouraged. So Zumba is a Latin dance where, you know, you have rhythm, movement, dancing, spins, things like that, a lot of footwork too, so you do get some good coordination even if people don't have it themselves. You do build up that. So not only are you burning calories and burning, you know, and sweating all over the place, you are actually developing some more stabilization for yourself, more core strength.
Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, Zumba is also there not just for core strength, but also to help you continue to stay balanced.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Stay on an even keel, so mm-hmm. to speak. Is that right?
Yes, and you know, one of the most common things on an older crowd or older population is loss of balance, is tripping and falling. So mm-hmm. Zumba is definitely a very simple, easy way to get your coordination and to help your balance.
Yeah, cool. I understand that some of your instructors will also be talking about wellness.
Absolutely.
Are these going to be people from HealthQuest or people from Hunter to Medical?
They'll be both. So we'll have – essentially, the way I like to put it is we'll have – our professionals there are very good with preventative exercises, preventative education, and then, you know, a little bit of the treatment side here and there if they have any mobility issues, back, spine, high blood pressure, anything. And then the hospital employees will also be there too, speaking about the same deal, same preventative movements, preventative exercises, things that they can do on their own.
I see the HealthQuest is offering a seminar on nutrition. Let's talk about that. It says flatter belly. I think a lot of us guys over 50 would benefit from that. So let's hear something about that.
Well, whether you're losing an inch or 10 inches, I mean, we're having Kathleen Lombardi, a registered dietitian from the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management, that's coming over speaking about how they can prevent high blood pressure, diabetes, everything that you can do for your health and wellness. And then Sarah Stangoda, our Pilates manager over at the Pilates studio at HealthQuest, will also be there doing an ongoing demonstration for our Reformer Pilates class, which is very good for your spine, your back, your balance as well.
That sounds exciting. And I see you're also going to be talking about acupuncture there. Who's the acupuncturist and what are we going to hear?
Allison Morgan is our acupuncturist.
Is she actually a HealthQuest employee?
She's a hospital employee, but she is there pretty often too. She's always interacting with our members, and she does very good services there for everyone.
Now, as I understand it, acupuncture is an ancient Oriental medical practice where they stick needles in you. Is that right?
I've never had a needle stuck in me other than as a kid for my for my early vaccinations. So I can't really comment on acupuncture on my own. But yes, I think that's the right thing.
Well, I've never experienced that, so you have piqued my curiosity. The other thing I notice is that there are going to be some people there talking about pain management from the medical center.
Yes, that's correct.
Who's coming for that?
So the pain management team, they will be, for the most part, really describing what you can do for the whole entire body. I'm not too sure what time that workshop is, but they will be, for the most part, going from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And you have this feature here, Ask the Doctor and Other Interactive Stations. So is this going to be something that's where you'll be interacting with a machine or a device, or is this something where you're going to be talking to a live person who
– It will be both. It'll be – the live people will be there to answer any questions, more of a demonstration, kind of like if you would think of like a science fair. There'll be different examples of what to eat, what not to eat, what to do, what not to do, your basic analyzation of – how you can become, a better self, for your health. So,
And I see you also are going to be providing visiting health and supportive services as a program there. What's the story on that?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I'm sorry, I wasn't clear. I see that there's going to be a program for visiting health and supportive services. I think this is a hospital's program.
Yes.
Almost like for an outpatient outreach type of process. Can you talk about that?
It's just to create awareness. It's to create full awareness to all the different types of, services that both the hospital and HealthQuest can provide for its members.
Yep. I see there'll be skin cancer screening. There's going to be internal medicine associates there, which I think is a group of doctors. The community health services, which I think are the mental health services people. Am I right?
That is true. Yes, that is correct.
Because many people don't know this, but one out of four of us, maybe even one out of two of us during a lifetime may have a mental health issue, whether it's the pressures of work, whether it's something that genetically some people are prone to depression or anxiety or have other issues. I know that the Hunterdon Medical Center can provide very, very good support. I've had friends and clients.
That's true.
From all walks of life, who tell me how much they benefited from that. I can tell you also that near and dear to my heart is Hunterdon Cardiovascular Associates, because I am a patient of theirs, and they do provide great care. So
absolutely.
What are we going to learn from Hunterdon Cardio at HealthQuest on the 22nd?
They're going to be able to give you the information, of course, that you might already know, but also some other things that you can do to continue that heart health for yourself, not only to treat what you might be working with now, but also for the future.
Okay. Now, what about the rest of the day? This is going to go from roughly 11 to 2. That's a lot to pack into 3 hours for somebody who wants to experience as much as possible. What happens if somebody comes up to you and says, "Gary, this is really great. What do I do next? obviously, before you sign somebody to the dotted line, you're going to be sitting there and explaining to them what membership's about.
Sure.
What are the benefits of membership? So perhaps you can elaborate for our audience about that.
So the first thing we like to do at HealthQuest and in member services is find out your specific needs. You know, everyone has what they want to do for themselves, and they want to do it in a timely manner typically. But when it comes to exercise, you know, it takes work. So we try to really dig deep down and establish what you're looking for, when you're looking for it, and how you can do it. We want to make sure that you're educated on different forms of exercise, different forms of, you know, preparation for your exercise, and making sure that you're comfortable within the club. You know, it's not just a gym at HealthQuest. It's a lifestyle. So we want to make sure that when you're spending your time and when you're spending your money, that you're getting every dollar, that you're getting every minute to really fulfill your lifestyle.
I found that one of the things I like best at HealthQuest is on the days where I'm not working out. And my workout is usually a 45-minute run and then using the weight machines and then doing some back hardening floor exercises. I like going into the spa, and I also like doing some swimming. And I think it's really cool to be able to swim in the winter and watch the snow come down while you're swimming along. So for me, that's I get a great deal of pleasure out of that. And I will tell you that your steam bath having been rehabbed and your sauna have always been great pleasures for me after a workout. But what are the sort of things that somebody who comes to you, perhaps they need to lose some weight, perhaps they've got some what I'll call the midlife issues, a little bit of heart trouble, diabetes. They may need to deal with a very stressful job or family situation. And exercise gets those endorphins pumping. But too much too soon can be a little dangerous also. So how does HealthQuest help the person who is new into exercise manage an exercise program safely and so that they don't get bored and they keep coming?
Right. So the first thing that HealthQuest does is, you know, upon joining the club or upon coming in for your first day, so to speak, you know, we want to make sure that we're instilling well-being into our members. We want to fulfill their expressed and even unexpressed wishes. So what we first try to do is incorporate them into the club through an onboarding process called our wellness assessment, through our Pilates demo, and through, of course, educating them around their specific needs. The wellness assessment will be a sit-down with one of our trainers to go through their specific needs, their goals, whether it be weight management, pain management, you know, preventative exercise, range of motion, athletic ability, anything. And we have a huge fostered educated team there within our fitness staff and the rest of our employees to make sure that every aspect of their needs are met and that they can do it safely and that they can do it in a reasonable time frame. And honestly, to make it realistic, we want to make sure that they know that it's going to take some time and it's going to take some work, but at the end of the road that, you know, they're going to realize that it's been a great journey for them.
That's exciting. We have to take a break to let some of our sponsors know how much we appreciate them. So we'll be right back with Gary Hartel and HealthQuest.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambie's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambie's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambie's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, Hunterdon, it's Bill Wolfson of the Sports Guys. I'm batting solo today. Pat Smith is still out in Green Bay, where she's looking forward to another Green Bay Packers game this Sunday. John Manfreda is still busy practicing law. He is still at work and will probably not be here today. But we've got a great guest, Gary Hartel, and he's talking about HealthQuest Health and Fitness Fair, which is going to be on Saturday, October 22, from 11 to 2 p.m. Free admission, come one, come all. HealthQuest, as you know, is just north of Flemington on Route 31, heading towards Clinton. And it's one of the more unique facilities that I've ever seen. And what is it that makes HealthQuest what it is? It's obviously the trainers and the skill people bring to the table, but it's more than just that, isn't it?
It is. HealthQuest really is, we aim to provide the finest personal service and facility for our members, who always will enjoy a warm, relaxed, and welcoming atmosphere. You know, we apply the principles of trust, honesty, respect, integrity, and we really do try to foster a quality of life that's enhanced, and, you know, we want people's aspirations to be fulfilled. So we have core values at HealthQuest that really do make us focus on every individual, no matter their age, their gender, their religion, everything. We want you to be comfortable, we want you to be happy, and it's just, we strive to be the best part of their day.
Well, that's good to hear. And the important thing with HealthQuest that I've seen is that people seem very approachable there. If you've got a problem or you want to learn how to use a new machine or something, there's something,
that's very
always
right.
Something that you're going to need as you change your routine. I'm interested in some of the safety issues that we find in gyms. Sometimes people overdo it, and they may find themselves walking out, limping a little bit, pulling a muscle, things like that. Can you get some help for that at HealthQuest?
You can. There's a lot of educational things that we do upon the onboarding process, even from someone who I like to call as super green to the gym. They've never lifted a weight before in their life. Whether they're just trying to do a lifestyle change, be healthy, swim, walk, anything, there's always a proper way to approach it and a smart way to approach it. So at HealthQuest, we have our staff all the way from front desk, housekeeping, to, you know, the directors and the training staff, to make sure that the basics and the safety is met. You know, we really have a lot going for us with the staff on hand to show them, you know, a knee-jerk reaction in case anyone has a question. You know, we want to make sure that you're doing proper stretching and foam rolling, which is something that a lot of people started doing more nowadays. I'm noticing the foam rolling. It's called myofascial release. Very good for your post-workout to also prevent that soreness that everybody really dislikes, you know, upon completing their workout the next couple of days.
So. Well, I've always had a problem with delayed onset muscle soreness. Mm-hmm. And it usually shows up about 30 to 48 hours,
yep,
after a hard workout or after I change a workout. So what are the things I need to do to prevent that? After I'm done working out, I now have to go to a cool down. So you're talking,
sure,
about foam rolling. What is that?
Well, I like to describe it as the good pain. You know, when you do exercise, you need to know the difference between discomfort and pain. So, you know, if you're feeling pain, then you probably should stop and definitely seek a little bit of help with maybe what you're trying to do. Discomfort is normal. That's the exercise. That's your muscles working. But the foam rolling post-workout, you know, it's a relieving type of pain. It's a relieving type of discomfort because you're releasing the lactic acid from your muscles. You're helping massage them. So therefore, upon your recovery, when you're fast asleep and you're comfortable in bed, your muscles are repairing properly and you don't have that delayed onset muscle soreness. So we do try to educate all of our members through the wellness onboarding session with how to do that themselves.
And describe to me what takes place during this foam rolling.
Essentially, it's exactly what it sounds. You're on a foam roller. It's a cylindrical, about 3 feet long foam roller, and you roll out your major muscles as best you can. So your thighs, your quads, your hamstrings, glutes, as well as your back. There's different positions that you can do to really get in there. But whenever you feel that little extra, 7 out of 10 on the discomfort scale, that's where you really got to concentrate right there and kind of loosen up those muscles.
And what about dealing with achy joints after a workout? I've found sometimes that after I lift weights or use a machine, I find my fingers and my wrists are stiff. What do I do for something like that?
It's the same thing. It's stretching. It's static stretching post-workout. You know, before workouts, you always want to do your dynamic stretching. You don't want to do anything cold. So, a good jog, some jumping jacks, some basic stuff like that, get the blood flowing. You know, that's good prior to doing your exercise. But to kind of alleviate that joint pain, you really want to focus on your static stretching to make sure you're getting that mobility.
And exactly what is static stretching?
Static stretching would be, for the most part, sitting on your butt would be a good place to start. You know, keeping your legs straight in front of you, reaching out to your toes, spend about 8 to 12 seconds doing that. Take a little bit of a break, do it again a couple times. Another one that's common is you could stand up, touch your toes that way. That'll help with, for the most part, all of your legs, your hamstrings, your IT band. So you can also do the most common if you can kind of do a little throwback to your gym days over in middle school and high school. All those little positions stretching for, your arms across your body, things like that, that'll be, for the most part, your static stretches.
Mm-hmm. And why does it work? Why is it that between foam rolling and static stretching, why is it that these things are good for you? What actually is going on in your muscles?
Well, the human body is meant to move. So, if you're sedentary all day, if you're sitting down at a desk, if you're sitting down in a chair and your blood's not flowing and you're not moving, you're going to develop discomfort. You're going to develop pain, joint pain, stiffness. Stretching really helps kind of alleviate that because you're stretching the muscle. You're stretching the joints. You're exercising them. So that really helps with pain if you're going up or down stairs or walking down the street.
I see. And what about as you described it, the foam rolling? Mm-hmm. You're pushing lactic acid out of your muscles?
Helping release the lactic acid from your muscles is what you build up when you're doing those exercises. So,
well, it's been a long time since college in organic chemistry, and I used to know about something called the Krebs cycle, mm-hmm. Which dealt with the chemistry of muscle movement and exercise and how energy was released and picked back up again. And I know that from the little bit of organized sports that I played badly, that it was important to warm up correctly, it was important to cool down correctly, and it was important to position yourself so that you could do those kinds of things. So you've been in the health and fitness industry now for about 8 years, is that right?
That's right.
And what have you seen change during that time between the warming up and cooling down? I know we've gotten much more science involved and much more physiology involved, but what's changed over those past 8 years?
I think a lot of what's changed is, the standard lift weights. That's always good because you are breaking down the muscle and developing strength, but you really need to take care of yourself for the long term too when it comes to warming up the body properly and cooling down the body properly to prevent injury. If people have their common goals of losing weight, building strength, and they want to be able to squat 315 pounds, well, if your body can't properly get into that position through stretching and through and foam rolling, then you're really risking hurting yourself and never getting to that goal in the first place. So it's very important that we've come, you know, from this time to really help establish the right and the wrong way to do that.
Well, that's really cool to see. I need to talk about the weather and a little bit of a news break. So let's go talk about the weather first. As I said before, for those of you who were paying attention at 5 o'clock, it's gorgeous out. It's 64 degrees. We're going to get a nice cool evening with possibly some frost, so get those plants indoors. There's a frost advisory that'll end about 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon is going to be bright sunny with a high of 66 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear, low of 42. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 71. Sunday night, mostly cloudy and a slight chance of showers. Monday will be partly sunny, and Monday night down to 58 and partly cloudy. So it's going to be a little warmer next week than we expected, with highs in the 80s Tuesday and Tuesday night, probably just down into the 60s. So with that in mind, let's talk a little bit about our mid program news.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
That's why this water is so dangerous, and we don't want people to get near the water. In fact, they wanted to take me through a boat ride, and there's no way I'm going on a boat right now in Princeville.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory speaking about Princeville, North Carolina, where raw sewage is now mixing with the floodwaters and flowing into the homes and businesses of the flooded town. McCrory said he flew over the area and saw many farm animals running through empty city streets. The death toll in North Carolina from the flood now raised to 24. President Obama attending a science conference in Pittsburgh pushing his climate change agenda by speaking of the truth of science.
We don't listen to science just when it fits our ideologies or when it produces the results that we want. That's the path to ruin.
Get more news and analysis online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Word.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. MLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
Hey, we're back. I'm Bill Wolfson, one of the sports guys, and I'm batting solo today with Gary Hartel, who's here from HealthQuest. Gary's our membership director at HealthQuest. I'm a member of HealthQuest, and you should be too. I wanted to tell everyone about our Chamber of Commerce Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase, Thursday, November 10th at Hunterdon Central Regional High School's Fieldhouse and Commons. Starts at 2, goes to 7 with a special restaurant showcase between 5 and 7 p.m. HealthQuest is one of our sponsors, as is Hunterdon Healthcare, our hospital, and they're sponsoring HealthQuest's Health and Fitness Fair on Saturday, October 22nd. And Gary and I have been talking about that and some of the great programs that are going to be available. I noticed that you were also talking about CPR education. Now, CPR is something I think everybody should know. I can tell you that when I began applying for Coast Guard certification as a boater and began thinking about my responsibilities to people who might be under my care or supervision when on a boat, and out in the ocean, CPR was a necessity. How about at HealthQuest? I know you have a program that teaches that, but if somebody was looking for a Red Cross certification or something similar, can HealthQuest provide that?
We do certify people who do want CPR and first aid certification. And, you know, all of our staff members are CPR and first aid certified because, of course, in our environment with people increasing their intensity levels and their heart rate, we need to be prepared. And we are prepared. And, you know, and when it comes to HealthQuest, even if it's even if you're not interested in being a member, you can, of course, like you just said, come there and get CPR certified.
How do you sign up for one of those courses?
You just check our website. We have all the information based on all the courses up there. You can register, submit information. We reach out to you to let you know when the dates are.
And if you take the CPR course, what does it cost and what's the training like?
I'm not exactly sure of the dollar amount of the cost, but the training is, I believe, several hours of class with the certified instructor to make sure that you are doing correct cardio resuscitation as well as, you know, on infants and adults.
Mm-hmm. And what about some of the other first aid work? Courses that you offer. Let's hear about that. Somebody breaks a bone, somebody tears a muscle, or has a bad cut. Those are the kinds of things that, for those of us who have chosen to pursue an active lifestyle, mm-hmm. we just know that those risks are out there.
Yeah, and it's always good to be aware, and it's always good to make sure that we have you know, the correct tools and the correct staff available in case something terrible does happen. And we are also fortunate to be very close neighbors of the hospital. So in the event that, you know, we really need to step it up a notch and get some professionals over, they're over before you can even blink.
That's great. How did the relationship evolve with the hospital into this partnership that's being rolled out on October 22nd?
Well, we just really wanted to better serve the community of Hunterdon County. We needed to make sure that everybody that spent their time and their effort and grew their family here, that they were able to be serviced. And, you know, the partnership with the hospital and the partnership with HealthQuest was absolutely something that I think really helps serve the community as best as it can, you know, from doing preventative exercise to also doing the treatment, you know, and we really want to provide that for everyone.
Yeah, interesting set of relationships because you are so close to the hospital, and also you have some other connections with the baseball facility and the dome
yep.
and things like that. But are they part of HealthQuest, or are they a separate operation or done to themselves?
It's kind of all rolled into one, but they are separate. They are separate. In a sense where, you know, the businesses do work together. It is all together in the end. But we really want to try to make sure that, you know, there is a different feel over at HealthQuest. There's that different welcoming feel over at Diamond Nation. And, you know, it is very, very all in all to help, you know, the kids excel at their baseball and their softball skills, as well as the families and the same children, the same adults excel at their health and fitness on the HealthQuest side.
So it's all kind of the same mindset or the same vibe.
Yes.
Helpful, nurturing.
Yeah, the core values are always something that we take pride in.
That's really great. What about some of the unusual classes that I've heard about that I know nothing about? Things like Pilates. What
sure.
is that?
So I would let's see if I can think of a couple of the unusual classes. Tai Chi is – that's not unusual, but to me it is. But it is an ancient form of martial art that's extremely good for all levels, especially seniors too, because it is more of a meditative and exercise. Pilates is great for your spine, your alignment, your posture, very good for low back, and, of course, if you have mobility issues. There are a lot of Major League Baseball, you know, football players, very big professional athletes that are doing Pilates with a reformer on a regular basis. And that just helps them really get into specific movements and positions that you wouldn't normally be able to do on the gym floor.
And you have a separate Pilates studio, I noticed.
Yes, we do.
Off to the side of the main gym area on the first floor at HealthQuest. And what goes on in there?
That is where our private, semi-private, or small group training Pilates goes. But takes place. And then that is under the management and direction of Sarah Stangoda. And the Pilates studio, it's, you know, what I like to describe HealthQuest areas like the gymnasium or the pool or the classes and the Pilates studio as almost clubs within a club. You know, you do get that boutique feel with that studio, and it really does make you feel like you're kind of in your own zone and in your own club when you're in there.
I see. What about some of the martial arts that you offer? I noticed, and I've taken the kickboxing class, which I have to tell you, after a tough day in court or in somebody's office or at a deposition.
Yeah, you really want to hit that bag.
Yeah, you get to beat up a big leather bag instead of somebody else.
Yeah.
But where do you find your instructors to teach all of these things? I mean, these are you offer such a broad spectrum of exercise and programming. Where do you find these folks?
Well, at HealthQuest, our employees are the most important resource in our service and commitment to the members. So I would like to just say that, you know, HealthQuest just fosters those people that seek us out. You know, we are a top-of-the-line facility with an amazing leadership and amazing staff. And, you know, we are one of the top 100 clubs in the industry. So we really do foster, you know, expectations. And I believe that, you know, it's a very welcoming environment for those that are, you know, able to serve their specific niche or genre for their profession. So, you know, we tend to attract them, and that's only because of the people that are they're spending their time there and the members themselves.
What does it take to be a HealthQuest instructor?
Well, I wish I was a HealthQuest instructor to more accurately describe that, but I would say it takes community is a big part of it. You know, you have to be able to understand people, be able to understand, of course, you know, the anatomy and health and exercise. But, you know, it really comes down to relationship building and serving the community, and not only for yourself, but, you know, for everyone around you.
It's interesting to hear that. I've known some of your instructors, and they come from all walks of life.
Yes, they do.
A woman who is a college professor during the week, I think out on Staten Island, and when she's out here during the weekend, she's teaching aerobics classes.
Sure.
Then I've seen some other instructors who are teaching Tai Chi, teaching kickboxing, and you would be – I'm always surprised – at the level of talent that you folks seem to find and put on the floor for your clients. So where do these folks how do these folks get to HealthQuest? How do they find out that you're interested in offering a program?
So a lot of it is through referrals and through word of mouth. We have, of course, a great membership base that are very big advocates of the club. So, you know, that really does help us find, you know, these interesting walks of life of people who would also like to just kind of even give back. You know, it's not only a primary job for them, but they really want to kind of put in what they received.
I see. And I know you have a number of good swimming programs. Are you offering life saving?
Are we offering lifeguarding?
Lifeguarding and life saving in the water?
Yes, we do.
When is that offered, and how is it offered?
It's on a seasonal basis, I believe, for the most part, but it is offered in a course at HealthQuest. I believe several hours long. You can check on our website or contact Jen Winnett, who's our aquatics director, for more information on that.
Okay. And for our listening audience, what's the website URL?
Our website is healthquest-fitness.com.
And easy to find? And
Very easy to find.
When I land on that page, what am I going to see?
You're going to see smiling faces of the community over at HealthQuest. No, but you'll receive a lot of information on family fitness, wellness, personal training, the hours of the club, of course, you know, and what we really can offer, what your needs are. And if anyone ever has a question and they can't find it right away, don't hesitate to call the club. You know, they can ask for me specifically, and, you know, we'd be happy to answer any questions they have.
How does HealthQuest look around and decide what new programs to offer?
HealthQuest does look into what other industries are doing. It's not only about looking inward toward the fitness industry and other clubs. It's looking at what the music industry is doing, you know, how other professions and other businesses are marketing to their, you know, to their customers, and how they're doing it in a genuine way. You know, human connection is the cornerstone of of any good business. So we really try to look at what other industries and other businesses are doing to excel at that.
Well, in my profession, networking is always a key, whether it's with other lawyers or whether it's with clients or potential clients. It's who, to some extent, who you know and how many people you know, and learning what they're about. And I've always found that people always seem to enjoy talking about their hobbies and sports and their the things they like to do when they're not working. And I've always found that my biggest connection with people generally are to find out what they like to do when they're not at work.
Sure.
It's a little bit like when you're in college. You learn very quickly not to start a conversation with what's your major. Well, what do you do when you're not in class? Where do you hang out? Where do you go? And what are some of the things on the horizon for HealthQuest over the next couple of months?
Well, engagement is key, and we want to make sure that all of our members are being engaged in not only their health and fitness needs, but like you just said, you know, maybe some other needs that they express throughout the club. So, you know, we want to make sure that we're always trying to be creative and think outside the box and offer different services. You know, an example was over the summer for our outdoor swim pool, our outdoor swim club, we had movie nights, and, you know, we had a vendor come in and provided large TV screen to play a Pirates of the Caribbean for the families and the kids. And, you know, that's just something that really enhances it for them.
That's exciting. We've got to take a break and be nice to our sponsors and hit that money button. So let me take care of that right now. Hang in there, Gary.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in the Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
Hey, we're back. I'm Bill Wolfson, one of the three sports guys. We're soloing today with Gary Hartel, who is the membership director at HealthQuest. And Gary and I have been talking about all of the different HealthQuest programs. Let me give a shout out once again about the HealthQuest Health and Fitness Fair on Saturday, October 22nd, that they'll be running in partnership with Hunterdon Healthcare and Hunterdon Medical Center. Tremendous program from 11 to 2. They're going to be showing off all of the different group fitness classes, a series of wellness seminars. There's going to be an Ask the Doctor feature with a number of the different medical groups that are part of the Hunterdon Healthcare. Face painting, mad science, where we're going to do messy play, I hear, or slimy play.
That's right.
Right? And a kids' fun run between 12:30 and 1 o'clock. So stop out on at HealthQuest. They're just north of Flemington on Route 31, and we're going to have some interesting things to talk about in the last 12 minutes of our show. Meanwhile, I also want to talk about the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce 28th Annual Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase, Thursday, November 10th at Hunterdon Central Regional High School Fieldhouse Commons at between 2 and 7, with a special restaurant showcase for all of Hunterdon's great restaurants between 2 and, between 5 and 7 p.m. HealthQuest and Hunterdon Healthcare are sponsors of this program, along with Flemington Car and Truck Company, Fulton Bank, Donalina's, the Financial Resources Federal Credit Union, Wright & Ford, Anita's Angels, Rob Coins, and my good friend there, Randy Block, Compass and ShopRite, The Y, and let's see who I left out. New Jersey News Media and PNC Bank. So stop by at Hunterdon Central High School's Fieldhouse Thursday, November 10. You'll be real glad you did. It's going to be a great expo like it is every year. So, Gary, we're getting down to the last 10 minutes or so of our program. What do you think is the future of the fitness industry here in Hunterdon? What do you where do you think HealthQuest is going to go under your membership leadership?
HealthQuest creates a brand and a culture that anybody can get behind. You know, you come into the facility, you go to speak to anyone you might see in ShopRite or anyone on the street, and you'll always see that on a scale of 1 to 10, we're always trying to be a 10. You know, we're always trying to be welcoming and greeting. And, you know, for Hunterdon County, HealthQuest is a big, important place. You know, we want to make sure that we provide every need that you would need for your family, for your loved ones. And, you know, what are the most three important things in people's lives, what they typically say? It's usually time, money, and the health and well-being of themselves or their family. So, you know, we want to make sure that the time that they're spending there, they're getting the most out of it. The money that they're spending there, they're getting the most value for it. And of course, you know, all in all, making sure that their health and well-being is being met.
Well, that's exciting to hear, and also reassuring to hear. Where do you think HealthQuest will be this time next year? How are the programs going to change? What new stuff are you going to bring in to keep us excited and pumping that iron?
Well, HealthQuest is going to take over the world one county at a time. So we're really going to spread the love of health and wellness. But, you know, when it comes down to it, we really want to enhance the members' experience there and grow off of the value, you know, of creating different programs as far as functional training, which is more of, you know, your non-typical weightlifting. Could be something from doing what they call the ever-dreaded burpee, which is down on, you know, you pretty much jump up in the air, hands up, feet off the ground, jump down, touch your stomach to the ground, and then jump back up. It's extremely taxing after doing about 10, but, you know, we want to create different and interesting but more fun ways to do fitness.
That's exciting to hear. What about for those of us with low back pain and who may need something a little bit less active? What's the future going to be at HealthQuest for guys like me?
Well, that's also a guy like me, because I do have some low back pain for a ripe 29-year-old. And it's just because, guess what? You know, like everyone else, you know, it's hard to stay consistent. So, you know, the best thing that we can do for people who are having issues with mobility is to educate them and to show them what they can do on their own and also what they can do in the classes. And that's just basic stretching. Pilates is very good. And, you know, of course, making sure you're always moving. So we really try to have emphasis on, you know, it doesn't matter if you're 29 or it doesn't matter if you're 65. You can still feel good and you can still, you know, benefit. Even if you have multiple ailments or multiple issues, you know, there's always a way to keep moving.
Well, that's good to hear. What about the What about the mobility issues? Somebody who's really challenged, how can HealthQuest benefit somebody, say, who might be wheelchair-bound or have some other issues?
Well, we have members that are wheelchair-bound. We have members that went from that wheelchair to a walker. So it's something that it just takes some time. It takes education. We have the staff there. We have the personal training staff to educate what they need to be doing when it comes from the injury to seeing their doctor to then getting out into the world and going through either therapy or basic strength to help their muscles support those joints and support those pains.
One of the things I noticed also is that HealthQuest instructors tend to be very careful about doing things with proper form. Why is that so critical?
Well, form is key. Form is important for the whole body because, you know, if you're trying to increase your upper body strength, which is, you know, a very common thing that people want to do, and their core strength, they have to make sure that they're moving it and doing it in the right way. You know, an arched back, for example, when you're picking up, you know, a stack of books or a stack of magazines or yard work, anything, you know, that's definitely something you don't want to practice. And that usually comes from being a little too tight. So, you know, making sure that we are having the instructors, our Group X instructors, show our members the correct way to do stuff and to encourage them to do things on their own, you know, that's what's important to us.
Well, the sports leagues, especially professional sports leagues, amateur sports leagues, and medical professionals become increasingly sensitized to the problems of concussions.
Mm-hmm.
Is HealthQuest helping its members with any type of screening like that or with helping people rehabilitate after they've suffered a concussion?
Absolutely. We have our wellness staff, our personal training. They go through the needs analysis of all of our members, whether it's suffering from a concussion or whether it's just trying to get stronger. And we take them through a very intricate, about an hour session wellness assessment when they come in. And then that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's interesting. The training that your staff gets, particularly your floor staff in the gym, I'd like you to talk a little bit about that because I know these are all people who are certified.
Yes.
I see their pictures on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that certification mean? What's really involved there?
We have a very, very detailed hiring process when it comes to our trainers. We want to hire the best just like any other gym does. So, you know, we have a great leadership in place with Chelsea Salisbury and all the other trainers under her and working with her. So we want to make sure that they have the correct experience, the correct education, and different niche backgrounds. You know, if I want to learn how to do Olympic lifting and, Bill, you want to learn how to sail faster and how do you do that physically, you know, we want to make sure that I can go to the trainer for my needs and you can go to the correct trainer for your needs based on their background.
Interesting to hear that. When you certify somebody, is that something that's self-certified by HealthQuest, or is there some industry standard that they have to reach?
They do get certifications from schooling, from certification and testing. You know, it could be CSCS strength certifications, mobility certifications, even small group training certifications in case people, you know, might not really want to go down the route of one-on-one training, but kind of do like to provide that group training aspect. So, yes, they all do this on their own time and through their schooling.
I noticed HealthQuest is offering merchandise, not just shirts.
Yep.
Or shorts that say HealthQuest, but also heart monitoring equipment.
Sure, and our Polar watches.
Polar watches. I own one. I've owned one for about 10 years. It finally died a couple of weeks ago, and I'll be probably coming in to pick up another one. But how do we use technology at HealthQuest to make ourselves healthier?
Well, the Polar watches are a great little tool because it's tracking your heart rate. So, you know, if you can get your heart rate at a specific level, you know you're optimizing your calorie burn. You know you're optimizing but being in a comfort level, there is such a thing called overtraining. And there's also, of course, something called undertraining. So they really help you achieve the level you need to be at for your age, for your body type, and for everything that you're comfortable with.
Yeah. And how do the devices such as my Apple 5S that I've got sitting here with me link to some of your machines? Because I've seen that in a number of your machines, you have those funny little squares. I think they're called QSR cards and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I see you too have an Apple. I don't know which one you have.
This is actually a Galaxy.
A Galaxy. Well, I hope it doesn't explode on
No, not this one. This one's loyal.
Oh, okay. The interesting thing to me is using technology.
Yes.
And using that to keep track of, say, your blood sugars like I do every sure. morning.
Or diet.
My weight or my heart rate. How's HealthQuest going to help me record that on my smartphone?
Well, like any businessman or any professional knows, if it doesn't get tracked, it probably doesn't get done. So the same thing comes to your health and wellness. If you're doing basic tracking for your workout plan, whether it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or whether it's your eating plan of what to eat, what not to eat, and tracking those calories or tracking that protein, you know, then that really helps you hold yourself accountable and really helps your fitness goals. So, you know, HealthQuest really does emphasize that through the appointments and through the technology that we have for to have there for our members.
Well, we've got another commercial to hit, and then we're going to come back and say goodbye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, we're back wishing you a great afternoon. I'm Bill Wolfson of the Sports Guys. To Pat Smith out in Green Bay. I hope your Packers do well this weekend. And John Manfreda, good luck to your Giants. Your Red Sox have been bounced out of the playoffs. My Yankees didn't even get there, and we won't even go talk about my Phillies. But the Eagles are going to have an exciting weekend in Washington.